Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Did you get your trash out?
Oh, yeah. Whoops. No.
Claire!
Well...
You're a Tuesday, Wednesday-er today.
I am off a day.
You're supposed to be off a day. That's the whole idea.
Trash. Didn't even gather anything. I'm not ready in the slightest.
You didn't even gather your trash?
Uh-uh.
Do you do that always the night before?
Yep. Yeah, usually there's a big gathering session.
With four humans in your house, you only need to take trash out once a week?
What? Yeah. And the little ones.
Let me ask that question again because I don't think you understood.
What?
Through the course of a week, you're taking bags out.
Yeah.
And then, but the final is like,
before
you're rolling it down to the end of the driveway.
Bring out your trash.
Okay. It just sounded to me like you guys don't generate trash.
Oh, we generate trash. We're a big garbage family.
I figured you were a big garbage family. Of all the families I know, I'm like, they've got to be a big garbage family.
I've got to be. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. And with a day where everyone was at home yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Extra trash.
Well, is that going to get out in time?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I have full confidence because you know what they have going on today?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Did you leave them a note of things that would make mom happy?
No.
No?
My expectations are low after seeing what was accomplished yesterday.
You tried that the first day of winter vacation. Did it work at all?
They did the first thing on the list, and they were very proud of themselves for doing one thing. I remember what the second thing was. I was like, did you read? It was only two things. It was a list of two,
and they only did the top
one. And they were so pleased with themselves for having.
I believe one was clean your bathrooms.
Yes.
Was that number one?
Yes. And they're like, we cleaned the sink.
Hey.
Okay, did you make your beds? Didn't read that. Where did it say that? Like, it was the next thing of the two things. Nah, we didn't see that. We were really busy.
Doing nothing.
But, you can only do so much nothing for so long.
And then you get bored.
And I'm worried, like, day two of a snow day. It's like, we're going to have to come up with an activity today.
You got another 1 to 3 inches possible tonight.
Okay, what time is that falling?
Well, I just have it overnight. So I can't zero in on that one.
Hmm.
But then there's another snow event Thursday into Saturday morning, and that has a potential of 6 inches.
Thursday into Saturday?
Yep.
All day Friday,
much like all day yesterday. The potential of 6 inches or more back in this area. Right now, it looks like it's right a diagonal kind of going up to the Quad Cities. So we're in that 50 to 60% confidence level of 6 inches. Whereas you get closer to the Quad Cities, Burlington and Illinois, they're higher up in the confidence level. I don't know, but I feel like it's coming a little dose tonight and then another medium dose going into the weekend is what it seems like it's setting up. And then it's going to be cold.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, great.
Have some activities for the girls.
That we did. There was a snowman made.
Wonderful.
His name is James.
Because they went out during our show yesterday morning, right?
Yeah.
His name is James.
Yes, his name is James. But then so much, James was made in the morning and so much snow fell that the snow was as high as James was.
Is that right?
Yes. And it started to drift and So maybe we can make another snowman. There we go.
It's interesting depending on, yesterday's wind was one of those where, like at my house, I didn't see a lot of drifting at all.
Yeah.
Must be the orientation of the house. I get to this radio station this morning and I am shoveling drifts of snow to get in the door.
There's some drifts.
Just the way the angles are and the way we capture the wind, I'm sure.
The front part of my house is snow blasted. Like the front window, I couldn't see out because there's just snow.
Did you notice driving in, we've got two trees on the corner of the property line of this radio station. The snow went to the top of the building. So it's white to a part of the tree. And then it's just regular tree above it.
Snow blasted.
It's weirdly snow blasted.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful, but weird at the same time.
Yes.
But even like stoplights yesterday, sometimes you couldn't see the color.
Snow blasted stoplights.
Yeah.
It's a very sticky snow that fell at first and then this blowy, drifty.
And considering my drive in today from my driveway, my residential street seemed to be a hint icy, right? Ooh. I saw some of the glisten.
We got one pass. Did you get a whole pass?
We had two passes.
Oh, yeah. We have one.
We had the huge pass where I had to use the shovel to take the big chunks out of the end of the driveway.
Yeah.
And then I think they went through again very early this morning because I had to do a little bit of a clearing, but for the most part, it was good to go.
We got one scoop out in the middle of our road, and that's it. So it was a very great effort to get
we
out.
We are so close to a snow route because we're just off of 42nd Street.
Nice.
An arterial, if you will. I think they work those side streets first.
Uh-huh.
So I like my location. We used to live almost on the edge of Fairfax. I swear we were the last street.
Yes.
Right?
You just wait.
We just waited.
And wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll get it all scooped out today.
We'll scoop out today.
The crews needed to rest. They needed to relax. They needed to regroup and come back. They'll hit it hard today and hopefully
we'll again.
Have, you know, maybe 24 hours of normalcy before more snow.
Maybe.
Well, no, tonight.
Well, a little snow tonight, but what I would consider more snow, that's what's in the forecast now, late Thursday night, all the way into Saturday.
Tis winter!
Tis
winter in Iowa. And then we got to say congratulations to a woman from Toronto. Her name is Lulu Lotus.
Lulu Lotus.
Lulu Lotus has the world record for the loudest nose whistle.
That's a thing?
Apparently, it's a thing. A nose whistle. She doesn't use her lips. She just can completely whistle out of her nose. She hit 44.1 decibels, which, according to Guinness, is as loud as a bird's call.
Wow.
She is a very talented?
Talented.
Talented lady.
Her nose. Do you think both nostrils or one?
I don't know.
How do you get pitch in your nose?
How do you change the tune? How do you?
Yes.
She's not sure. She doesn't know how she does it. She says she thinks it has something to do with controlling the muscles in her throat.
What?
She realized that she could do this when she was a kid. And she used to like kind of mess with her teachers. Like, who is whistling?
Because her lips aren't moving.
And you cannot tell that she's whistling because it's coming out of her nose.
Claire, that's crazy.
It's the creepiest. Her son just discovered he can do it too.
Are they the old, is this the first sign of the X-Men?
I don't know.
This is the first mutant power and it goes from here.
Is it just her? Can anybody else do this?
I don't know if this will solve crime and take on people trying to take over the world. But at least we've got these two mutants. Covering our backs.
Maybe nose whistling will help.
With their nose songs.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Just quick props to the lovely and talented Mrs. Shannon Hansen.
What is she doing?
I think it was Monday. She was out running some errands. I said, hey, while you're out running the errands, grab some ice melt. We're low. Or whatever we've had, I kept through last winter, got really chunky, and I don't think it was doing its job.
Yeah, sometimes it does that.
It absorbs all moisture, right? I should have probably just dumped it. Whatever she found is like magic. Our driveway is 100% concrete. I got that whole thing like
scraped.
Scraped. I put down a little bit of this melt last night, whatever this magic melt is. And I'm like, oh, there's going to be while it was actively still snowing, when I get up this morning, it's like it didn't snow.
Now I'm going to just caution her because you did a good thing. And now you're going to be in charge of things like maintaining what kind of melts we get.
As long as I give her and she got it in a big tub.
Uh-huh.
It comes with a scoop. Oh. It's not in a bag that you just kind of rip open. I feel like I will now always get this brand. And I don't even remember what it is. Because in the heat of the moment last night, it's like, just rip it open and throw a little out.
Yeah, let's go. I want to be done.
I was super surprised. Because it was actively snowing. Like, well, I'll give it up tonight. I'll go in and then get up this morning and there'll be probably another inch of snow. Claire, there was nothing.
Good work, Mrs. Hansen.
Magic melt.
Dang.
I don't know what brand it is, but good on her. Wherever she found it.
Magic Mike Magic Melt.
It's Magic Mike. Magic melt. Is that it?
I hope so. And I think we need to see more advertisements. If it is Magic Mike's Magic Melt,
yeah,
I want an advertisement with a little bit of like genuine.
I see a lot of lawbreakers.
Yeah.
Working on their driveway.
I can just see it. I can see it now. The snow and the ice are melting away. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
I you know, it was a snow day. And so everything was just a little bit weird yesterday. Everybody's laid back, being kind of lazy. And I'm letting it happen. And not only am I letting it happen, I'm like, I'm going to lean into it. I got a Snapchat from my mom, and she was baking cookies. And after Cora went out and played in the snow with the neighbors treated her to some cookies. And I was like, I could cave to peer pressure. I could.
Do.
I didn't. I took a nap. But then I woke up today and I'm like, gosh, I wish I had some cookies.
So do I.
Now.
Claire.
Don't you wish we had some fresh baked homemade chocolate chip
you've
cookies?
Said it.
I want them so bad. That is all I want. It's probably going to need to happen today then, because I have FOMO. I've missed out on cookies.
You make cookies. I'm out working the driveway.
He's just a bachelor.
Moving some snow. Wow. Eating a cookie.
Yeah, breaker out there.
Cedar Rapids snow emergency has been extended until Friday midnight that morning. Cars should not be parked on emergency snow routes. Vehicles parked on designated snow routes could be ticketed or towed. Now, for residential side streets, please note parking locations so plows can get through. Today, park on the even side of the road. Tomorrow, park on the odd side of the road. City of Cedar Rapids is celebrating its septuaginta quinquicentennial, also known as its 175th birthday.
What?
Cedar Rapids' official date of incorporation will technically be Martin Luther King Day on Monday, the 15th. City office is closed, so they've got some stuff planned for tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
1849, January 15th, the incorporation of Cedar Rapids. So clear your schedule, because the party nobody knew was happening is happening
so
tomorrow.
Clear your schedule. Luckily, that's like in the middle of all the snow.
Yeah,
events,
I know.
Right?
So the city will celebrate the 175th anniversary with a special commemoration tomorrow at 2 p.m. at City Hall.
Sir,
in the back.
Is there cake?
Unknown at this time. Here's what I do know.
What?
There's a time.
175 years and you're not sure if there's going to be cake?
I'm not sure. Claire, I'm just discovering this information now. I don't know. I just it didn't get to me. But I have it now. I have the information now.
Okay.
So let me tell you, city leaders will be doing a community time capsule tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
What?
And then there's going to be like a rotating.
Sir.
Yes.
What's going in the time
from
capsule?
From Cat Fancy Weekly.
Are they putting cat stuff in there?
Based on your sweater, I thought you were. You work for Cat Magazine.
It's cozy. It's like a blanket.
Claire, thank you for your question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
Thanks
know.
Thanks for your comments.
City of Cedar Rapids, I've called out the University of Iowa before.
Hey, buds.
I've called out Gary Barta before. If it's bad, it's bad. You guys dropped the ball here. We should have known this.
I feel like.
Apparently it was in the city guide that gets mailed to my house in October that I don't read.
Oh, yeah.
All of your effort went into the magazine, but not letting the rest of us know so I could talk about it. So happy birthday, Cedar Rapids. There's a party. Is there cake? Nobody knows. Is there a time capsule? Yes. What's in it? Nobody knows.
We're one of those families like, we don't really celebrate birthdays.
It's just another day on the calendar.
Eh.
I got some fun facts, though.
75 years.
Did you know the city was named Columbus in 1839?
I did not know that.
Or 38, and Rapid City in 1841.
I feel like maybe I read that on a wall somewhere, maybe like in a library or something.
And then Cedar Rapids incorporated with the state of Iowa on January the 15th, 1849.
Did not know that at all.
Yeah. Think of that, though, because I believe the state of Iowa was, that was a December of 1848, like right around that same time the state became a state.
Wow.
We became a city. So I do know there's a touring exhibit, like kind of an artifacts exhibit that's going to be going on through the winter months, so that's exciting.
Did you know that Osgood Shepherd was the name of the first resident?
His cabin is roughly where the Tree of Five Seasons is right now, yes.
Huh.
And because of some sort of legal land dispute, that's exactly why they decided to incorporate the town. Yes. So with all that, happy septuaginta quinquicentennial, Cedar Rapids.
You said that with such disdain.
Calling it like I see it. I just feel like it's a birthday party more people should have known about.
I know.
And I know special, it hasn't happened yet.
It's a special thing.
But it's just a little.
There's still time.
The invitations apparently are still in the mail.
Yeah.
Here's what has me buzzing today and feeling all right. From the guy who misplaced Kingston this morning. A woman in England was reunited with her cat, which went missing for 7 years.
What?
And much like Danton Eric Hansen's dog, who was just in the basement, I just couldn't find him immediately. The cat for 7 years was living exactly 300 yards away at a factory.
What?
Yes. So, as it goes, Stephanie Barstow and her cat Duke, in January of 2017, something goes down in the house. It sounds like there's another cat and there's a bit of a scuffle. Duke goes running. Stephanie's distraught. She searches for Duke for months. Turns up nothing.
Oh.
Gives up on it, right? That's all you can do.
Yeah.
7 years later, a vet knocks at her door and says, here's your cat, Duke. We used the microchip. Apparently, he's been living at this factory just across the road.
Wait.
Yes?
Did nobody at the factory or...
No. The factory guys went, look, cat, cool. Let's just feed it. It's the factory cat. And then at some point within the seven-year window, probably a supervisor went, that's not safe. We got to get this cat out of here.
Oh.
So they kick the cat back to the vet. Vet checks the microchip, finds the address, knocks on the door, hand delivers the cat.
Oh my gosh.
7 years later, Duke is returned to Stephanie. God is feeling all right.
Waking you up with the morning scramble on Z102.9.
Today is the day.
We reveal our vision for 2024.
Been working on this for a good solid, been a full week. Right. We started about midweek last week after inspired by a listener, Michelle, who had a vision board party for her girlfriends. We actually brought Michelle on the radio to kind of guide us through, to give us the vision for our vision boards. Her recommendation, by the way, as we say good morning to producer Ben. Good morning, producer Ben.
Hi, good morning.
Was to write down kind of your objectives for 2024 on the back of your vision board. Did either of you do that?
No.
I didn't either. I didn't. Okay.
Okay. So we're all crystal.
But I had a general understanding of where I was headed.
I started making notes and then I threw the notes away. It's that.
That's okay.
Okay.
I did like that.
I physically wrote stuff down. I didn't put it physically on the board.
I didn't make notes. I just went for it.
He just went for it.
You know what? That's what I like about you, Ben, is you just go for it.
Well, in that spirit, do we just want to go for
it? Can we just go for it?
And let producer Ben go first?
Ben, go for it.
Okay. Producer Ben's vision board. Go for it.
All right, it's pretty much what it looked like when I held up the things the last time.
Wow.
Few additions.
Look at that.
Producer Ben, you've got a lot of sayings that you printed out yourself. Is
like
that
you,
true?
You went and you typed something and printed it out.
Yes, Producer Ben's 2024 vision. And then I put some little quotes like with my airplane for traveling, I put just go. With all my healthy eating stuff, I put eat healthier. I've got quotes to live by next to the quotes. And underneath this little dumbbell thing, kettlebell.
Kettlebell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says get fit.
Oh, wow. Are you? Wait. Hold that. Hold it up again.
Get back.
Go.
Put that in our line of vision.
Under getting fit, you have both rowing and a penguin
on skis.
Yes.
Can you explain these images?
Those are just extra space fillers for...
Do you want to go rowing? Would you like to row a boat? Would you like a rowing machine?
Well, I couldn't find a kayak, and I like kayaking. I would try anything, but...
Remember, the image could represent another image. My piece of pie represents riding a bicycle.
Oh, true. I've got one of those. Yeah.
Okay. And he's done some kayaking before. Have you ever gone skiing? Is that on your list of things to do?
Yeah, I went skiing a couple times last year. I've gone maybe 10 times.
I would say in the room, you two are certainly more fit than I am. But is this just a journey that you've been on for a while and you want to continue, producer Ben? Or you've got some hard and fast fit goals?
For years, I've had a New Year's resolution to start working out.
Mm.
And that included last year. And I did not do a good job at that. But then in June, I started going to the gym. All the fit and healthier stuff is more of like it's partially a reminder to keep going.
Nice.
Stick to it.
Yes.
And I need to do better because I eat terrible and I could just do better in general. Mm. So,
and you're at the age still where you can metabolize the bad stuff and nobody notices.
But you're getting closer and closer to older age where it doesn't work that
way. Here's what I would have done. You would have put a picture of Dancing Eric Hansen on your board with the note that said, don't become him. That's what I would have recommended.
Warning. Warning.
This is where you're headed.
I could have put you with an X on mine, and you could have put Disney with an X on yours.
There you go. Don't go. Not allowed to do that. Don't want to be that. That's fair.
That's fair.
That's good.
That's totally fair.
Well, while we're going back and forth, should I show you mine?
You want to share?
Yes, I want to share.
Okay, good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dancing Eric Hansen's Vision Board 2024. Now, much like producer Ben, I also went to the color printer. And I made a star that says 2024. And then I made one of those banners so it says Eric's Vision Board.
You labeled it because you have to. Yes. Okay.
I don't want people getting confused as to what it is and when it is. That's why there are labels on here. What?
You love rules.
Do love rules.
Make it make sense.
Okay. Things that you haven't seen since last we met. Because you're familiar. Actually, let's quickly go over things you have seen.
Okay.
The picture of the pie is my RAGBRAI inspiration to someday do RAGBRAI, at least a day, so I want to get on a bicycle.
You don't want to actually bike. You want pie, though, at the
end
of the day.
Eventually, yes. The goal of getting on the bike is to have the pie, RAGBRAI pie. You saw that I wanted to do pickleball this year.
Yeah.
So I want to do that.
Which you started, right?
Which we have
went to the Pickle Palace.
I watched
we
people
did not play.
I didn't lift a paddle.
We observed Pickle.
Gotcha.
Decisions. Just because, as I've shared, we're coming through a couple years of some bad family tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost now 3 parents in 3 years, but that then sets up all of it's just legal.
Yeah.
It's just crap.
And making some hard decisions.
And I got to work through some stuff there. So that's just a reminder. I got to stay on top of that.
Are the birds?
Added to.
What? It looks like birds that are fighting.
They're not fighting.
They're not.
They're beautiful birds. I cut the name of the bird off. I just reminded myself, I used to take the dogs out for walks all the time. And I've gotten really lazy.
Mm.
And I blame my phone and the games on my phone. Mm-hmm. So I need to get out and walk the dogs more. So that's representing nature. What?
No, that's great.
Why would you?
Yeah.
You sniff scoffed. You went,
the birds are to remind me that there is nature.
Also, there is nature and I should be a part of it.
There is nature.
I don't do enough music. I can play the piano. I can play the saxophone. I need to do more with music.
Uh-huh.
So that's why there's this band here.
Oh, I see them.
It doesn't have to be
a
marching band specifically, but I just need to get back into doing something with music. Claire in the back.
Sir, chopsticks. Do you not know how to use chopsticks?
I do know how to use chopsticks. Remember when we had a phone call from listener Brittany about some suggestions for our boards?
Yeah.
And maybe those could include other things for the Street Team Academy?
Yeah.
I think we should do a chopstick challenge.
Okay.
Things that could be lifted with chopsticks.
Okay.
That's why chopsticks made my board.
All right.
It was also a really big picture. And it wanted to cover a lot of space. What else can I walk you through? I think we need to have more staff breakfasts.
Mm.
Thus, I've got a big stack of pancakes.
I am for that.
Be in the moment. Don't read that it says glam gram because it came from a retirement magazine.
That's okay.
Because I don't need to be in my glam.
You can be a glamma. Yeah.
You think so?
I think you could be a glamma if you wanted to.
Celebrate more. More whimsy, be extraordinary. And then this little one down here, it says you can make it. And there's some guys doing some woodworking. We have a shed in the back that has been losing a door. It's like on its last hinge.
Yeah.
I'm now going to represent what it looks like.
Whoa.
Like that.
Unhinged. Yeah.
I'm going to fix it.
Okay.
I'm going to fix that shed.
Okay.
I'm going to get wood.
Yes, you are.
And measure it and cut it.
It's on the board.
It's on the board.
It's
and
the
I'm
going to
fix it. That is way outside of my wheelhouse.
Yeah, it is.
I have no clue on how to do that.
But you will.
But I will, and I'm going to.
By the end of 2024.
Because that is my vision. I'm going to manifest it.
Good stuff, you guys.
Dancing Eric Hansen's vision board. Producer Ben's vision board. We now need to hear about Claire's vision board.
Let me go vision it because I misplaced it.
Is yours that chaotic?
No.
Is it? I did I put a lot on here.
Mine's more chaotic.
More than
more.
This?
Oh.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
C102.9.
All right, Claire.
Okay.
It is time to see your vision board.
Okay, I envision a lot coming up in 2024. It's a little bit hectic, and some things I realized just now have gotten placed on top of other things, like pickleball. I too want to learn how to play pickleball, but it got kind of lost behind NSYNC.
Where is it?
This is a pickleball paddle.
Okay, I see it now.
But a lot of things got placed on top of it, and I'm like, oh, you can't even see it anymore. Okay, but I do envision a little bit of pickleball this year. I also am going to try to envision NSYNC getting back together again. That's just a manifestation that I want to happen. I'm putting good vibes out into the world. I just want it to happen. I put a dog on my vision board, not because I want to get a dog, but because we
want to get a dog for the show.
No.
Oh.
No. I want us to channel our inner canines. You had just kind of said something off the cuff as we got started in 2024.
I want producer Ben to catch a Frisbee in his mouth.
I want Ben to catch a Frisbee in his mouth.
Are we sure
too.
We want that?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. And I also want to wear a shock collar
for
a while.
You do?
So that I can quit waffling, as it says on my vision board, and stop saying I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Anytime I say I'm sorry, I want to get zapped by that collar.
Gladly.
And
I mean, I'll try.
And I think there's something doggish for you too. But I will envision it in the future.
Okay.
I think the dog days of winter, maybe we could have some fun there. I also, if you'll notice, a rotisserie chicken on the top of my vision board.
Yeah.
That is something I'm envisioning for Halloween. You remember the story about a man who handed out rotisserie chickens instead of candy? Yes.
I do remember that.
Let's not forget. I put it on the vision board because I want to try that. I want to hand out rotisserie chickens.
I believe I said I was game to try that.
Yes.
I'll hand out some chickens.
Don't forget.
What are those igloo-y things?
Oh, I've just never been in one of those outdoor igloos before.
You haven't?
I've never experienced it. I want to do it.
Let's do that together.
Okay.
Okay.
Please and thank you. We need to go find an igloo out of doors. I just want to do it. I think we should have a pajama day. There's just a kid with pajamas.
At work?
Yeah.
All right.
What? Dream it.
I'm
do
in.
It. Thank you, Ben.
You barely get dressed every morning anyway, producer Ben.
Is it shade? I want to go back to the state fair. I've got a piece of pie. I want to claim my title. I want it back. I think I have more confidence this year.
You're going back for pie eating specifically or another competition?
Yeah, no, pie eating specifically. I want to go back. I know better and I will do better. And I promise you I'll bring back the blue ribbon.
And get the win that you deserved in the first place.
You totally got cheated there.
Thank you.
Final thing on your vision board, which was also on mine. I did not get a chance to point it out. You, me, and a little baby.
Oh, yeah. That is a baby, and she specifically, not just any baby, she's our baby. Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue. We got to spend more time with our baby in 2024.
We got invited to her first birthday. We were out of town. We couldn't go. We need to schedule a play date with our baby.
Yes, we do. So let's prioritize all of these things in 2024.
These are all A-plus work.
Good
Claire
job,
had the
gang.
Nicest looking one, though.
No, the Claire's visually is very, it draws me in.
It's color.
Mine's full but sloppy. But Ben, you put a lot of good work into yours as well.
Good job, guys.
Right.
I think they're all
Thank
great.
Guys, we did it.
It's our vision for 2024.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Rumors going around Hollywood about a potential new couple alert. Spotted getting close on the Golden Globes night. Meryl Streep and Martin Short. Seated right next to each other because they're both in Only Murders in the Building and they were co-stars. They actually were love interests in the show.
I thought they were both attached.
Well, Meryl Streep made the announcement that she and her husband had been living apart for years.
Oh, that's right.
And nobody knew. I believe Martin Short's wife passed away.
Now that you say that, it's like, I think I remember hearing something about that.
So, I mean, it could be that maybe they got close in the filming of this season of Only Murders in the Building. However, a rep coming from Martin Short's camp saying that there is nothing romantic going on. They grew close while playing love interest on the show.
Isn't there a scene where they're taking a bath together?
There is.
Yes.
There is. There's a lot of scenes like that together. But the source says that they're just very good friends. Nothing more.
How many varies?
Very.
Just one very?
I did see a moment where I believe it was Martin Short was nominated and he was so engrossed in his conversation that he didn't even look up, you know, when it was time for and Martin Short, best supporting actor, not even paying attention.
Conversation though with her?
Because it's Meryl, but fans are all over it. Fans would love to will this into existence.
Yes, please.
Tongues are wagging about it. So I think I'm going to keep an eye on it.
I mean, that's the power couple of ultimate actress and ultimate comedian.
Yes.
Right? That'd be awesome.
That'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Davidson has a brand new Netflix special, and in which Pete Davidson telling the audience that he did something I probably shouldn't have done. He attended the funeral for Aretha Franklin, passed away this past year. He was with his fiance at the time, Ariana Grande, a couple of years ago. He said that he went to the funeral high. He had taken ketamine, and he probably shouldn't have done that. He said, I'm embarrassed that I went out and about like that. That was very not cool. He then shared a very cringeworthy thing that he did to the family.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He said he was so high, he thought it was a good idea to walk up, offer his condolences by saying, hey, I'm just here to pay my respects.
No.
He did. This happened. Oh my word, how awful. And why are we just hearing about it now?
That's just bad on every level.
It's
every
so level. Cringe. So cringe. Somebody over at the Kansas City Chiefs has a good social media game because they went through the locker room and they ran into players and they're like, hey, show us your phone. Who's the most famous person that's in your phone right now? Of course, when you get to Travis Kelce, we kind of know the answer.
Yes,
right?
It's Taylor Swift, right?
It's got to be. But that was not his response. He didn't stop there. He's like, easy answer. You guys know the easy answer. But he responded with a grin and also said that there was somebody else in his phone. JT. Justin Timberlake.
Why would he have JT's phone number?
I don't know how or why. He didn't elaborate, but he said, it's JT, my man. And then the person behind the camera was like, oh, can you call him right here and now?
No kidding.
And Travis Kelce said, not a chance.
What?
And you know, I appreciate you, Justin, but he's a busy man. He's a busy man.
That's the voice of... Now I want to back up a second. I think he might have JT's number because I think JT and Taylor Swift clearly would have each other's numbers.
Probably.
So maybe it came that way. Like they met at a party of really famous singers. I don't know.
Maybe.
Things we haven't heard about.
Or Travis Kelce, you know, like
He's had moments.
Brushes with greatness.
Was he on SNL at a moment where JT would have been around? I still go back to, though, he's probably not calling because I bet he did that once. Because every once in a while, Travis does have knucklehead moments.
Yes.
Football player moments.
And that's a mistake you make once.
And I bet he called JT like from a bar.
Yeah.
Like, hey, talk to my buddy. And then JT's like, you are never allowed to do that again.
Never again.
Ever, ever again.
In that spirit, I think that we should check our phones.
Okay. That does lead us to this. Who is the most famous person in the morning scramble cell phones?
I am about halfway through checking. I think I know the answer, but
I'm very confident in mine, almost to the point that I don't want to call the person.
Oh, wow.
But I think that might be a little much.
I think I'm in the Travis Kelce
Don't call.
Don't abuse. Don't abuse a privilege.
Well, we will go through our phones and we will all announce the most famous person in our phones coming up in, I'll give it 5 minutes.
Please.
5 minutes. And this is your part.
Z's?
No.
That's what we like to call. Line.
Z's sleaze.
We have been challenged by a story you had in Z's sleaze this morning.
Yes.
Travis Kelce was asked in the locker room after a Kansas City Chiefs game, among all the players there, who had the most famous person in their phone. And every player, I'm sure, just looked at Travis.
I'm sure. And we all knew that his answer was going to be Taylor Swift.
And he said, that's the given in the equation.
But you know that, right?
Who was the next most famous person? And for him, that was Justin Timberlake.
That's still a very good second name.
Oh, fame. Fame. Okay, I think in that spirit, because the vibe I'm getting in the room is we've all narrowed it down to two people. Is that fair? Can we each name two? Or you want to stick with one?
I had three.
You have three?
I think we named two.
Two?
Two. Two famous people in our phones. Who would like to go first?
I'll go.
Okay, producer Ben.
All right. Number one, Steve, car insurance guy. Now remember, this guy has to help tens and tens of people. So
yes. No, you're right.
He's known.
No, he's a known entity.
So famous, you don't even have his last name.
You don't even know your insurance guy's last name.
Steve, car insurance
Steve
guy.
Steve, car insurance.
Well, my next one is so famous, I don't even know his name.
What, no name?
I wasn't allowed to know his name.
Who is it?
Firework engineer guy.
Oh, wow. That could be explosive.
Would we go?
This was the button presser for the Cedar Rapids fireworks.
Whoa, that's cool. Actually, the man with the button on the whole fireworks display?
Yeah, and I got to give him a countdown.
That is pretty cool.
Wait, is Ben the most famous person in Ben's?
Based on that, I mean, you're the most famous person because you're the one who told him when to hit the fireworks.
Push the button now.
Okay. Claire, you've got three. Who do you got? Good luck topping insurance card guy.
Well, I think we both have AVP.
Yep.
Elizabeth Von Presley.
I didn't even think of AVP.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to put AVP in the conversation.
Okay.
Former Iowa player, Marvin McNutt.
You've got Marvin McNutt's phone number?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Do I want to call it?
No. Don't. No.
I also don't know if I'm allowed to say that I have a number.
This is what we're doing. We're saying whose numbers we have. Say it.
Okay. I have Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell's. Like.
The number she doesn't give out to people.
Yeah. I have that one.
Okay. Here's what I will say. I have both AVP and Mayor Tiff's number also. So let's say those cancel each other out.
Okay.
So right now on the list of the most famous, we either have Ben's insurance guy.
Steve. His name is Steve. Car insurance.
Marvin McNutt. Or I see you both and I raise you, University of Iowa women's basketball coach's assistant coach.
Assistant coach.
Jan Jensen. I don't have Lisa Bluter's phone number, but I do have Jan Jensen's phone number.
Oh, which could inevitably lead you
they
to...
They might be standing next to each other.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Oh.
I think those... I think all three have great lists.
I do too.
I deep down want to call his insurance guy.
I do too.
Or the button presser guy for the fireworks and ask him what fireworks he's getting ready for this weekend.
What's your plan? What fireworks festivities do you have in order? These are some names, people.
I'll throw this out. If you have somebody more famous in your phone
right now,
I would love to hear from you. You could call our studio line.
Tell us who the most famous person is in your phone. 200-1029.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.